Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tremendous.
That was great.
That's outstanding. When did that debut? Friday? Wonderful. The Godfather is in. Stoney joining us because Rico had an eclipse party today. Zero BS. We're talking Tigers. And also, how did it come about we had brought up a Pistons ticket rep? Oh, the whole idea about we had a disgruntled Tiger season ticket holder who has every right to be disgruntled. This guys, they're 6-3. It's a bad product.
Yeah.
It is it's paint drying.
Yeah.
And offensively, they won't address it. I just will never understand the strategy. I didn't understand drafting Max Clark instead of Langford. I don't understand the J.D. Martinez or Matt Chapman or vet to be named. Mm-hmm. They just didn't want to do anything. Hmm. And here we are in 9-inning games. They can't score.
Oh, but what about the game against the Mets that went 11?
In a 9-inning baseball game, 1-0, 2-1, shutout, 1 run. 2 runs. Guys, I'm happy they're 6-3. One problem. You just got done playing maybe the three worst teams on your schedule. And you know what sports are? They're entertainment. Do you know what the Tigers aren't? Entertaining.
Right. I mean, we sit and rip them all the time, but the E in ESPN, you know what it stands for?
Entertainment.
Yes, exactly.
I want to know how concerned you guys are. And again, 3 weeks from now, this show could look ridiculous, and we'll be talking about thank God they turned it around. But what I don't do, I don't concern myself with being wrong, and I don't concern myself with, well, that take was a little too early. Guys, we're here now. Tomorrow's not promised. I can only react to what I've seen so far.
I used to worry about being right or wrong about 25 years ago. It doesn't make a difference. Nobody keeps scoreboards anymore. Yes, I didn't think Brett Favre would ever win a playoff game again years ago, and he did. Okay? People make mistakes. People have bad opinions, bad takes. It happens all the time. So it's just sad that the baseball team that we love so much is boring as hell. Now, if they could go through the whole season and win every game like this and they'd be in the playoffs, we would be happy, but it would still be boring until the end.
Oh, and we know it's wholly unsustainable.
Yes, I know.
You know, I think Skubal is going to be top three in the Cy Young. I'm an absolute believer in him. But the rest of the staff? Listen, I mean, Casey Mize, show me.
Yeah.
Jack Flaherty, I never wanted here. I didn't understand the signing. He hasn't been any good since 19. There's $14 million. I didn't need it. I'd rather have taken a $14 million and gotten JD as my DH.
Or you could have taken Maeda and Flaherty and gotten Jordan Montgomery, probably, for the same amount of money.
Although if he's not you great. Wanted, yeah, I was going to say, if you wanted to go that route, I can't co-sign that one. I'm not a huge Montgomery guy. Okay. I understand your point.
Right.
Or the ever, the Blake always Snell. Possible trade.
Yeah. I mean, that's how the Pistons are going to get out of this abyss, if at all.
Can I bring that up in the four? You just, by accident, brought up something that I brought up last week, briefly.
Yeah.
Because for the first time in maybe my career, I always can find a way out for a team, and I'll offer people what it is. They may not like it. Sometimes it's tanking. Sometimes it's an organizational enema. Sometimes it's a trade. I have no way out for the Pistons.
It's
none.
Discouraging, to be blunt.
And if you are a Pistons season ticket holder, can you reveal your conversation with your Pistons ticket rep? How did that go?
Yeah.
Need to hear it.
I have a friend who had one last year, and he wasn't sure, but they automatically, re-upped him for whatever without him saying yes. And they finally said, well, okay, we can't do that.
So. Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go to Zach, 97.1. Zach, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good, Z. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call to 100% agree with you. Like, yeah, I know the Tigers are 6-3, but like you said, this is just not a sustainable brand of baseball. They're winning games by one run. They're barely scoring. And it's not like they're playing the Rangers, the Astros. They're playing three of the worst teams or a group of the worst teams in baseball. And I remember a couple months ago on your show, I think you said, if they stay in the hunt – and let's say at the end of April or middle May, they're like above 500. They're in the hunt. They're in first place. Like, it's going to frustrate you more that they didn't sign a bat. And that's exactly how I feel. Like, I had a buddy of mine texted me on opening day on Friday. And he said, like, we're year 8, year 9 in the rebuild. And we got Veerling 1 and Abanez 2 in the lineup. Like, it's just kind of unbelievable we're still at that point. And
you're already playing 8-on-9 because you trot Baez out there every day, who is abjectly horrible.
They have a team of just, they're guys. That's all they are. Even, Riley Green. Right now, he's just a guy.
I agree. Go ahead, Zach.
Baez is a complete zero. And then my last point, just a question I wanted to ask. Like, I agree that, like, they are expecting, like, by not signing a bat, like, they are – expecting Keith and Torkelson and Green to have these like crazy productive years. And I think that's unfair because, like you said, they didn't give them help. But also, I did want to ask, when do we start to reach like real concern with Torkelson? Because I feel like every game I'm watching, he gets like a 2-0 count, hitters count, and they give him a fastball right down the middle, 97, and he misses. And it's happening all the time. And it's like, I get, he's young, but like we're in year 4 here. He was highly touted, number
one. He's a college bat.
Huge power bat. Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, like, when do we reach the end of the line with him?
Well, if he continues on this pace and this year goes through something where he didn't have, like last year, he had a very good 3 months.
Yes.
Okay. If that does not manifest into a whole season this year, you could arguably say he's a bust.
I'm
not willing to give up on him, but if what we're seeing right now is what we're going to see all season,
Let me answer your point, Zach, and I want to give you where I was at last year with it, and that'll explain where I'm at here. Last year I said he has the rest of this season to prove he's worth rostering. Now, what did he do? He bounced back, and he put up, a slightly above league average year. Are there concerns? Absolutely. Now, here's my concern, Zach. I don't love spring training as a barometer, but when you go like 5-for-50, bit of an issue, and then you open up the first 10 games of the season, and you bring up the best point, Zach. He doesn't do well with the fastball. His swing is too long. It's just, you're right. Zach, if you can't hit the fastball in today's game, you're going to have some real problems because everyone's going to gun one up there. You have to be able to deal in high velocity and killing fastballs.
Yesterday was a a prime example. The first two guys got on base, and he, like, would he pop up, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if I'll put it this, Zach, if he doesn't step up off of last year, or heaven forbid, it's a worse year, and we're talking about a guy that is roughly 1,500, 1,600 plate appearances into his career, I would be ready to just say, okay, maybe he can be a guy or be slightly above average, but I would lose any of my dreams of Torque being our version of Pete Alonso. Is that fair?
Yeah, no, that's fair. I just was curious where you guys were at. And then just my last thing is, like you guys said, like, they're 6-3, and I mean, even let's say they're 500 at the end of April, the brand of baseball they play, even when they win, it's just not, it's not entertaining. Like, no. It's not a good brand of ball. So it's just frustrating.
It is frustrating, yes. Because, Zach, you've been waiting a decade.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, they lose a series at home to Oakland again. Do you realize, because Dan Dickerson said this after the game, first of all, they have not beaten the Athletics at home in a series since 2016, which is incredible.
Considering the A's have been doing nothing but shoving their head up their...
According to Dan Dickerson, he said after the game, in their last 26 games at Comerica, the A's have a record of 22-4 against the Tigers.
Jeez.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Michael. Good God.
Yes.
I have nothing else to add. All right. You know what? Speechless. 22-4?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Pretty lame. They got swept one year because they had to play Oakland home games at Comerica, and they lost all five.
You believe the A's have moved to Sacramento in a park with 10,000 capacity? The other 4,000 seats are grassy knolls. How is this real life?
I know, and their owner said he can't wait for Aaron Judge to hit home runs.
It's like a spite store. Because Aaron Judge is from Fresno, right, the whole
exactly,
area.
Yeah.
I mean, Kenny, that's like what you do on your video game where you move the Georgia Bacons to a different ball club.
The Georgia Bacons, that's right.
We all know, Kenny. We see you playing on the TV outside the studio. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls next, 97.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Except not today. Somebody was throwing an eclipse party. So Rico out. Stoney with us.
Absolutely.
It's been a good show. Been fun. Fast. Odyssey.com. Rewind. You missed anything. Talking a little bit about the Tigers. 6-3. But is it? Because it's not sustainable. And this offense looks dreadful.
Maybe they'll get it together tonight in Pittsburgh against the Buccos.
I mean, Mike, bottom line, they're playing all these bad teams and they can't score.
I know.
I think I got a right to be a little bit like, oh, no, not this again.
Absolutely.
They were 28th in baseball in offense last year. And frankly, it looks like the same. Now, Wensiel Perez is coming up. What, AJ talks at 4:30? It means someone's on bereavement or baby or I don't know, hurt, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I don't think they're going to DFA Javi.
No, stop. Please.
I know.
Please.
Hey, he's been fielding great.
Will you please? I don't want to hear it.
Yes.
Great. Guy's got like a 120 OPS.
I know.
Kenny, ticket text, and we'll go to the calls.
I know it's just the start of the season, but Colt Keith is a disappointment so far.
Hold on.
Whoa.
Listen, this is part of my issue with not adding legitimate veteran bats. You don't get to expect anything from Colt Keith. Colt Keith is not the number one prospect in baseball. Colt Keith is not this generational talent who's like, you're not calling up Mike Trout. Now, Colt Keith was a high riser, a guy who had really moved up the prospect ranks. And I'm excited he's here, and I want to enjoy watching him develop. But if I have to depend on Colt Keith being one of my four or five best bats, that's why you're not a playoff team.
Right, that and Parker Meadows.
Oh, please, he can't hit.
They both should be probably in Toledo right now, but you have nobody really better.
Keith, I want it up here. Meadows is here because he can play potentially gold glove center field.
And he can run.
But he can't hit his way out of a paper bag. That's the issue. All right, that's all. I'm done. Thank you, Kenny. Let me go to the calls. We'll go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, how are you?
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, Mike, I always love whenever you talk about my Tigers for the record. I'm a huge Tigers fan, you know, and I would have called the minute that I heard you proposed this top. But unlike a lot of other people in this country, I didn't waste the paid time off day to go and watch it get dark outside. I was working, and this topic came on the radio.
Way to go, Nick! A good American!
Thank you for having a brain, Nick. We all appreciate it.
Now, on to the Tigers. Mike, why can't we have a functioning offense in this town? Like, I don't want the team to be like this. I want runs. Like, why can't we have nice things? You know, I want an offense that's actually fun. I was coaching an 8-year-old Little League team in a house baseball league this weekend. If you show me my team and the Detroit Tigers, I wouldn't be able to tell you the difference from an offensive standpoint. I'm already concerned. We played nobody. We suck. We're struggling. The leaders of this team, where are they? Where is the core? Torque, dude. Dude looks like the second coming of Eric Munson again. Great. Hey, three dingers, but he's hitting below the Mendoza line. Forget about Baez. He don't ever appear. He's like a solar eclipse that never ends. You don't ever see that guy. And then I heard them talking on the midday show, like, oh, it's all right. We're 6-3. Let it play out. Baseball's weird. Oh, my God. We just dropped a series to a team that's going to be moving to Sacramento and then to Las Vegas because their owner's a POS who cried poor and sold everything down to the Bolts in Oakland Coliseum. We have people already saying we can trade for a bat. It's April. This is the kind of thing we'd like you to address in the offseason. You wanted to play Moneyball, Scott. You must have missed the part of the movie where Peter Brand said, we need to score runs and get on base. Two things which you suck at. And you don't have any protection in this order, so you're relying on your younger bats who can't do it. So I don't want this, Mike.
No, you're not wrong either.
You're only 19, but come on.
You're not wrong, because Nick, this is the thing, and I think it gets lost with a lot of fans. This is an entertainment product, and this is not entertaining. And again, if you just want to accept the result on face value, fine. But I think you are living a fantasy if you think this is a sustainable model to victory. It's not.
It can't be.
You're not winning games 2-1. And here's the other problem. You are yet to incur serious injuries. I mean, do you want to see what this lineup looks like with two injuries? Pick any two. Any two.
It can't be worse.
No, but it's not going to get better.
I know.
And this whole, and Nick is right about one thing. If people call up telling me, well, we could trade for a bat in July, how are you going to be in a position to make a deal in July?
I don't think you're going to be one of those teams that are going to be at the deadline saying, oh boy, we got a chance.
If this offense
doesn't get any better.
I'm hoping it gets better. I just know it feels exactly the same as last year. And that's a problem. Because it was my issue last year when Scott Harris took this job and did zero. He didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to say, hey, he made a couple of moves. I get it, the Gregory Soto trade. I'm saying offensively. His answer to you was Matt Vierling and Zach McKinstry. His answer this year is Mark Canha.
Mm-hmm.
Stoney, come on.
I know. Canha's actually okay by OPS standards, but still,
but
yes.
But how am I going to get people to spend their hard-earned money to go watch this?
You can't.
It's bad. And the division is right there. That's the part. Like, if the Tigers, if this were my childhood, and the Detroit Tigers played in the AL East, all right? It would be a different conversation because in order to win the East, you got to get the better part of 100 wins.
Right.
And every night, it's a gauntlet. I mean, it is a brutal, when you look at the lineup card of the Yankees, of the Rays, of the Blue Jays, who are struggling, and of the Orioles. Forget the Red Sox. But you get my point.
Yes.
That would be a different conversation of, look, we're nowhere close.
Correct.
But you play in a division that is soft as a baby's bottom. You can win this thing. And we're sitting here, and I got to watch them struggle to score against the likes of the Mets and the A's. It's awful.
I'm trying to think, maybe, and I have no idea this is true, that they're sitting there, look, we know our division blows.
Okay.
We know we have a chance, but in our mind, maybe it would slow down the development. I don't know, because I can't figure it out either.
Are you asking me to yell at you?
No, I'm just trying. That's not what I'm thinking. I'm trying to figure out what's going through their heads.
I'm busting your
balls. I know.
I it's so frustrating when I hear about blocking the path of dot, dot, dot. And I'm like, okay, if this has shown us anything, your prized prospects that help trump up your farm system ranking are here, and they largely stink. Now, Cole Keith, I'm not including in that. It's too early. But, like, Torkelson and Green have not had a good first couple of years in the league.
Right. Green has 3 home runs this year. Of course, all solo shots. I'll give Harrison credit for Carson Kelly. Looks like he's a player.
Sure. A couple of years ago, Carson Kelly was a hot name that was supposed to be good.
Right.
Now, I'm fine with it.
Right. The bullpen, he's done a night. Tyler Holton, Shelby Miller, they look good. It looks like they got a... I wish we had this bullpen during the glory days.
I know.
You know?
Why did he use Java in Baltimore? I know. Trust me. We were here for those
yes,
shows.
Yes, I know. But
I just want a baseball team that's appointment viewing.
Yes.
I want a team that people want to watch, that
Hell,
I want to watch.
Even when the team was not very good, when they had Cecil Fielder and Mickey Tettleton and Higgy and those, they were entertaining.
Mickey Tettleton with the weirdest batting stance in history, right. Laying the bat flat.
Yes.
I don't know. How, crazy.
Yeah. They were at least fun to watch. Now they're pitching blue, but I mean, at least they were fun to watch. This team, I'll ask this. Are you, if you're one of those who say, well, we're 6-3, it's good. Is it fun for you watching Tiger baseball? That simple. Is it?
No.
Not for you?
No, because I'm also a cynic, and I know it's not sustainable.
No.
So it takes from the joy.
Well, I know it's, what you think. I want
to
hear
it. Yeah, it's like if a football team is winning games 10-6. That's not a sustainable model. So it's hard for me to really enjoy what I'm watching because I know it's artificial. I know it won't continue.
Unless you have a defense that's freaking like the Ravens in the day or one of those. Look, if the Tigers had a pitching staff that was, you knew it was going to be lights out, I could sit there and stomach this. But this pitching staff
right,
is
again,
not going to be able to do that every game.
The beauty and the curse of baseball is you have time.
Yes.
It can turn around.
Right.
I want it to turn around.
Yes.
But I think if you held the opinion I held in the offseason and in the draft, I think it's totally appropriate to go, hey, we're 10 games in. This looks a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's okay.
Yes.
I don't know what it'll
right,
end
we're
up
not
being.
Asking for people's jobs or anything
no.
like that. We're just, you know.
A Winseal Perez era beginning.
We want to have fun.
I do.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Michael, we find out why Wenzel Perez was called up.
What do you got for me?
Andy Abanez is one of the few guys who actually can hit a baseball. 10-day injured list with left hamstring strain.
So all right. Well, I mean, I'm a nerd, so like I would look forward to Wenzel Perez making his debut, which you tell me is not tonight.
Not tonight. Not tonight.
So
maybe tomorrow afternoon, weather permitting.
Like I'm tuning in tonight for O'Neill Cruz. That's what I'm here to watch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like now he's a windmill, but like at least when he hits it or when he gets on base, it's electrifying. There's a reason to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has a big future. Like there's.
Are we getting to see Skeens tomorrow, maybe? Is he back? Is he starting?
Skeens season? I haven't looked at the Buccos rotation this week.
Okay, he's on the team, isn't he? Or is he starting the minors? I don't know. He was the number one pick overall.
No, I know. And he's dating Libby Dunn and the whole bit, but the Pirates are notorious for not bringing guys up.
I don't even know.
The point I'm making.
Pardon my ignorance, yes.
No, you're fine. It's not ignorance at all. It's a prospect. I don't care. And it's an NL Central team. I don't care. I mean, no offense. I love the Pirates, and I have a Pirate hat. They're irrelevant.
Have you been to the stadium yet?
Yes, I have, actually.
Is it really that good? I haven't been
there
yet.
PNC is a really cool park.
Good.
The optical illusion, like somehow the bridge is built into the stadium, it plays. It's real. It's a cool place. It is. It's a beautiful park. The shame of it is their owner is human garbage.
I know.
And they rob the city of any joy because they just won't do anything. I mean, seriously.
I know.
The city of Pittsburgh is as fervent, a passionate fan base as there is. All they're asking is, be worth our time.
Correct.
And the Pirates are notoriously cheap. I feel the same way about them I feel about Cincinnati.
They're almost proud of it, though, in Pittsburgh. In a weird way.
Proud of what?
The Pirate ownership. We don't care. We know we're not going to spend any money.
Well, it's the same thing John Fisher's doing in Oakland.
Right.
I can't wait to watch Aaron Judge hit home runs.
I know.
What? But no, I just, that's my issue with the sport of baseball at large, is that I think most teams are doing what the Tigers are doing. They're not really trying. Now, they may lightly be hitting the accelerator just so the car doesn't stop or roll back down the hill, but they're not blasting forward to get over the hump.
Correct.
Two-thirds of baseball teams, I really don't believe they're trying.
No.
Why do you think the owners are manipulating free agency? They don't want to spend. Revenues have gone up each of the last 8 years. And you know what hasn't? Expenditures.
Well, what's incredible is that the revenues have gone up. And I think it's because of digital and all that.
It's because, all the TV.
Because people aren't watching national television of baseball. If your team is good, you're getting good ratings locally.
I talked about it on my dad this weekend. I said the difference is if it's Sunday night baseball and let's say it's Tigers, Dodgers.
Right.
You're not watching that. But if it's Lions and Rams, you are.
Oh, of course.
You know, like any NFL game, Tennessee and Jacksonville on a Thursday night, people will watch.
I know.
But if it's Sunday night baseball, I don't care if you dig up Joe Morgan and
John Miller.
John Miller, and it's Dodgers and Cardinals. You're not watching it.
No. In fact, like Tennessee, Jacksonville, whatever, probably gets better ratings in the World Series.
Sad. Let's. You're right, and I can't argue. Let's go to Dre, 97.1. What's up, Dre? How you doing?
What's up? How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was thinking, you know, watching Baez for the 1,000th time this past weekend. I'm like, I think I understand what Baltimore Oriole fans felt like with the later years of Chris Davis. I loathe watching him play. Mm-hmm. You know, trust me, their problems offensively go way beyond him. But he's definitely a big problem. He's highest paid player. And I think with him, that really bothers me is even guys like Matt Vierling and Zach McKinstry, guys who are even nearly talented as he is, I can say they at least try to put up professional at bats. Baez, I just don't understand it, right? And you know when there's a big problem, you kind of put a Michael Costin to someone, probably unfairly, them being the sole reason. Like, he literally has debated my existence, especially when you look at the last couple of years, how slow this office has been, you know?
I agree with what you said there, Dre, but I will not accuse Javi Baez of dogging it or anything like that. He just sucks.
No, he just sucks.
Right, yes. Dre, like I always say it. That guy does not wake up in the morning and go, hey, how can I be awful and be a pariah in this town? I've never accused him of that. Now, Anthony Rendon, maybe. But Baez, no, it's just, it's a fact. He cannot play the sport of baseball at any level for money. Period.
Right. No, he has pride, you know. Like, I mean, there's no way you can play at this level and not have pride about, you know, no one wants to suck. You know, he doesn't want to be an embarrassing meme. But the fact of the matter is, like, it is incredible, a guy like him. You know, and I don't make my whole call about him, but it's just, like, it just, it drives me insane that, like, at this point, he's not going to get any better, guys. He's literally making a struggling lineup. He's a negative player. He does nothing well. So, I mean, I just don't understand. I think the biggest problem for me is that Scott Harris has put all this weight on essentially hope.
That's right.
In which, you know, guys like Torkelson, right? You know, you like to use the whole, well, best case scenario can be a Pete Alonso for us. Guys like Pete Alonso and Aaron Judge, you know, they hit right away. I mean, I know Pete hit 53, his first home runs his rookie year, but I think he broke Aaron Judge's rookie record. I think Aaron Judge broke the record first, I think with 51 or 52. So they hit the ground running. Guys like Mike Trout hit the ground running. I mean, you pretty much know right away if a guy's going to be a dude or if he's going to be just a guy right away. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, I think it's pretty clear that even if they turn out to be very serviceable major league players, they're not good enough where we need to just bank our hat on, like, yeah, these guys are going to be staple in our lines for the next 7-8 years to reach arbitration.
I'm with you to a certain extent. I think we can simplify it is that I still don't see the formative stages of a middle of the order for this franchise. That is World Series caliber.
Harris, you know, and part of the problem is, it's like, look, is it fair to Scott Harris that as a fan base, we are already starving and jaded because we went through, this is a rebuild, remember? So it's like, we've already been through Dreck under Avila. So he doesn't have a lot of time to keep a lot of faith. And he's already made some blunders starting with the E-Rod trade where it's like, hold on, man, we need you to pick this up quickly. You know, we can't have this solid program like you have forever.
But see, here's the key. Dre, here's the key, though. I'm telling you, if you ask me what's going on, they've sold Chris, hey, couple years, 25, 26, going to be time. That's the issue. There is no pressure because it's the equivalent of not having a boss. I don't believe for a second Chris is really engaged in this or lives and dies on every pitch. This is not George Steinbrenner. It's not his father.
Right. That's exactly what I was going to say.
That's the problem. You don't have anyone pressing you. You don't have anyone truly you have to report to because I don't think the winning and losing truly matters. You may prefer winning.
Of course.
But I don't think he lives and dies with it.
No.
It's the same problem with old Beverly Hills Good Times.
Yes.
I don't think it matters. I don't even know if Goris knows the season has started.
I wonder if he knew what happened Saturday night.
No! No chance. Yeah, one hand he wants to tell you at Christmas he's talking to Monty about rotations. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Please.
Rotate this.
All right. Let's. Probably best I stay away from that one. We'll go to Paul, 97.1. What's up, Paulie?
How you doing there? Detroit's version of Mike and Mike. You guys work well together.
Thank you, sweetheart. How are you? What's going on?
This is the single biggest problem I have. We were sold this narrative before the season started that we don't want to block anybody's path to the bigs. So my question is, when you have the bat out there in JD Martinez, and even if you overpaid by $14 million, you'd still be under league average. And you're absolutely right when you say it gives you a WAR of +4 to +5 games. You insert him, that single bat, in the lineup as a DH. Who are you blocking? My question is, who is being blocked?
Right.
And this, you know, guys, I'm telling you right now, what is going on down there is nothing short of Comerica Park. You had a previous caller. It's turning into an amusement park. That's it. Come down for the food. Come down for the scoreboard. Come down for the overpriced beer. Come down to sit in the sun, unless, of course, we have an eclipse. And, you know, we'll just have a wonderful time being mediocre.
And that's my point. Paulie, I think that's a majority of baseball. And it flies in the face of how I was raised and how I approach it as a fan. And it's hard for me. And again, Paul, I know I probably sound like a space alien to a lot of people here. But, like, for me, I think it's a disgrace that a proud organization with one of the most iconic logos in all of sports and some of the most iconic players to ever take the field on a baseball diamond has four championships in 120 years.
123 years.
And it's been 40 since the last one.
But like, come down to the ballpark and celebrate that 40th year anniversary this year.
Hey, Coney Pizza! 248-539. I'm sorry. I want good baseball, man. I'm tired of this garbage.
I want good baseball. I want good basketball. We think we get good hockey.
No, but the team is 6-3. If you think you're winning games 1-0, you're out of your mind.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I want to bring up one thing. We talked about Ibañez going down for the 10-day because of a hamstring, and Wenzel Perez has joined the show, the Tigers. He's not going to start today. Evan Woodbury, who covers the Tigers for, I believe it's MLive. Interesting tweet here, Michael. This move is somewhat curious because Ibañez's primary role was to start and pinch it against lefties. Perez has generally not hit lefties well. So perhaps we'll see Veerling sliding into Ibañez's role a bit. Of course, the Mudhens do have a right-handed bat who's been fantastic against left-handed pitching in his career. He also has an 887 OPS in 680 career plate appearances at the AAA level, and that would be Malloy.
Yeah, the problem is he's a DH. I'm just saying he can't play the field.
Right.
All reports are he's a terrible fielder. So I'm fine with everything he wrote. You want to play? Here's what you could do. If you want to build a DH platoon, you would have Carpenter against righties and Malloy against lefties.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, that's not happening.
I know.
The Perez thing is also he's a shortstop, second baseman by trade.
Right.
And Ibañez's primary role
is second base or third base.
Third base. So,
it's such a, it's 10
days. No. Don't you understand, though? They value flexibility.
Right.
It's almost like all the teams in this town, not named the Lions, have been handed a cue card, and it's like the ultimate get out of jail free card. And they just hurl the term nimble or flexibility and they throw it at you. How about stars? How about studs? How about high level players? And whether it's been the wings, and it's they've talked about depth, and they've talked about having all a bunch of guys who can score 10 goals. We're busy clinging to playoff hopes. The Pistons, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Tom Gores, we've been nimble. We've been flexible. Flexibility.
Yeah.
And then the Tigers, they value this. I swear to you, I feel, if you haven't seen the movie Moneyball, I feel like that's what we're watching. Except it's not Jonah Hill and Brad Pitt. It's A.J. Hinch and Scott Harris. You can't play Pena at first tonight. Why? I just traded. That's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. I get that, yeah. And, you know, for the other teams, it's tough. That's why the Wing fans tonight, Let's go Leafs.
Yes.
Go Leafs,
tomorrow,
go.
Tomorrow's the game of the century.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it's Wings Caps. No, it's not for all the marbles,
no,
but it'll
they
go.
Play Pittsburgh in 2 days.
But
after
it'll
that.
Go a long way in determining it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to win tomorrow night. Do we all agree?
Yes.
Don't sell me on some overtime loss scenario.
No.
Win the game.
Win the game. Yeah. Obviously, mathematically, they could still get in, but win the freaking game. They've played much better the past 10 days, even though they should have won against a really good Ranger team, but really screwed up with two dumb plays by veterans. Perron's penalty and Sherratt forgetting to know how to clear the puck out of the zone. All right.
You're fine. I was letting you roll. Yeah. You were really going down memory lane there and airing the grievances. Mm-hmm. Kenny, ticket text. What do we have?
We have some very aggravated Tigers fans. I just want runs, man. This team is impossible to watch. It's so bad, it's almost funny.
And please understand, no one's upset that they're 6-3.
No.
I'll take the gift, but I view it as fake, and I view it as unsustainable. And I'm with the caller, the texter, rather. Sports is about entertainment. Like, it is very hard to watch this team. Look, I hope they go out tonight and they score 12 runs. Like, that's what sports is for. You are dedicating time that you generally don't have to this. It has to be entertaining. It's got to be redeeming. Look, I made the joke earlier. Like, Stoney has a couple of buddies who have Piston season tickets. I go, tell me how their ticket rep approached them. How do you sell season tickets to the Pistons?
Why not? Come see the other players.
No,
teams.
No, not at that price. No. I could see them on my TV.
No, I know. I believe me.
I wanted to ask you this because we can't make it to 5 o'clock. But I had said last week, this is maybe the only time in my career I've ever been hopeless, totally and utterly, with a franchise where I can't say that firing the GM or the coach or a trade or a lottery ball. Like, I am out of hope with the Pistons, and that it's a two-parter. A, I do not have a pathway out of this for them. And part of that is I believe not getting Wembanyama cost this franchise 5 years.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
I don't have another hope.
Right, and I said to Paul Sarah during one of the breaks, you know the Pistons are going to get the number one pick this year.
And it'll be a bum.
Yes.
This is the worst draft since 2000.
Yes.
Keon Dooling.
Although I've read the top three are going to be pretty good.
Who?
The guy you mentioned, Sarr.
Right, who was like Wembanyama's caddy.
I know. But that said.
Cody Williams?
I don't know them, okay? It ain't going to be Bronny.
Yeah, I'm not posting you up. I'm making a point.
I know.
You're going to draft a 19-year-old from Moldova.
Who was the kid who ended up playing in Australia?
Was it Bezelius?
No. Was it Holland or something like that?
Ron Holland.
Yes.
Yes, he came out of high school.
Right, he was supposed to be.
Wing, 6'8".
Yeah, and his stock has dropped a little bit.
My point is, there's no one there that is going to walk in and play 30 minutes next year.
Exactly. And you have really very few assets. I mean, Cade Cunningham is your only asset. Are you going to really give up on him? What are you going to get for him?
It's not about giving up. It's about pathway. So an example, he's extension eligible this summer.
Mm-hmm.
What sense does it make on a team that's going to finish, 13 and I didn't go to Yale. 13-62. Whatever. Yeah. Wait, 13. Who cares?
Right.
They blow. The whole point is you're going to pay this guy a rookie max extension to win 13 games. Or you call up San Antonio. They're going to be desperate for another big mismatchy type player to put with Wemby. They got a gaggle of first round picks. Do you just start it over? You have no war chest, Tony.
No.
And you got to give the Knicks a pick.
But the problem is, if you don't make a change at the GM, what are those picks going to do?
Hello?
I know.
In the words of Rico, I got nothing.
You're right.
In your career in Detroit, have you ever felt this hopeless about a team?
Oh, yeah, the Lions, after Barry retired.
So Barry leaves.
Even though they went and had some playoffs, you knew.
But it was always, if we get rid of Millen, we have a chance. Or if
because it was always the SOL crap. So you never thought that the Lions would ever do anything. Okay? The Pistons, because it's basketball, you need one star maybe. And maybe somehow they can make a trade because there's nothing really free agent wise.
Hope you're ready for Tobias Harris.
No,
$5 at $200
I don't want that because even if he plays great, that's only going to get you 30 wins. Okay.
Watch the summer be a Cade extension
and Tobias.
And Tobias at $200 million.
That's worse than if they would have brought back Jeremy Grant last year.
That's Ben Gordon, Charlie Villanueva on steroids.
Tobias Harris, who is a good third or fourth option on a decent team in Philly, who comes up soft in the playoffs, I ain't spending that money on him.
I'm just trying to help
you. Okay, but here's the microcosm of the Pistons. Did anybody see what they did on Saturday? I didn't watch the game. I just did the math. I had my abacus out.
Kenny, you don't know your elbow from your bleep hole with basketball, but even you'll appreciate this. Listen to the Godfather when he speaks.
They were leading the Brooklyn Nets 103-94.
How much time?
5 minutes and 40 seconds left in the game.
Had to at least go to OT, right, Kenny? Maybe lose 104-103.
Keep it tight at least, something like that, yeah. Okay,
cut scene.
The final score of the game was Brooklyn 113, the Pistons 103. They went the last 540 without scoring a point.
A 19-0 run to finish the game.
To end the game. That's unbelievable. As bad as they are, that is the Pistons for this season. And even...
inconceivable.
Put, you know, a cherry on the sundae. We had a great moment, as random a moment that there has ever been in the NBA last week. Malachi Flynn getting 50 points in a game off the bench.
I thought it was a misprint.
I know.
You know what it was? It was back when my Celtics were terrible and Tony Delk went for 52. You're
former
like,
Piston Tony
what?
Delk.
Tony Delk?
Yes.
How's this possible?
Anyway, the next game, which was, I believe, Friday against Memphis, in Memphis. And they didn't play anybody, and they still won. Yeah. But Malachi Flynn was 0 for 12. And then against Brooklyn, he was 1 for 7. So again, after getting 50 points in a game, he ended up going 1 for his next 17, 1 for his next 19.
I say it again.
That is the Detroit Pistons.
Not getting Wemby. That closed the door for me. I got nothing.
They did everything right to get in that position, and they...
And Wembanyama, I'm ahead of myself, I think starting next year, he's a top 10 player in the league.
Yes!
He's unbelievable.
I know.
And I think
when
the Spurs...
When he's shooting corner threes, dude, and blocks, and it's
Tony,
it's
he took
ridiculous.
Two steps from half court to the rim.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the air for 7 seconds, and he did like a George Gervin butter roll.
Yes.
I'm like, what the hell did I just watch?
I know.
That's all right. Hey, it's okay.
I know.
It's okay. We've got my cousin, Fontanecchio, or whatever the hell.
Oh, yeah, Tech 19.
Yeah, sure. I quit. 248-539-9797. We will reset the topics of the day. Stoney's going to cry.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.